Welcome to the March edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. From little acorns, giant oak trees grow, goes the saying, and we are reminded of this by a letter published at the beginning of this month's AES Journal. Norman Pickering, who is proud to own his 97.6 years of age, helped to found the AES in the late 1940s. He recounts how a number of prominent audio engineers decided to form their own society because they had difficulty getting an audience for their work among the acoustics community. Pickering recounts the first audio fair held at the Hotel New Yorker, which had commercial exhibits and a banquet featuring Dr. Harry Olson of RCA. He goes on to note the amazing growth of the society in subsequent years, concluding with admiration for what we have achieved and a wish for our continued success. It's a bumper issue for research papers and engineering reports, and we open it with a fascinating paper from Philippe Aubert Gautier and his Canadian colleagues. It looks at the characterization of reconstructed sound fields, setting the scene nicely for our planned special issue on sound field control next year. The authors aimed to develop a means of spatial sound field extrapolation based on microphone array measurements with the purpose of classifying said sound fields using known objective and subjective metrics. Following a previous paper on the topic, James Cates and Catherine Earhart describe version 2 of a hearing aid speech quality index. The model is based on a model of the hearing aid process that includes hearing loss, and the novel aspect of this speech quality index is that it takes into account the nonlinearities that hearing aids employ to make speech more intelligible for those with hearing impairments. Any such model, they explain, must take into the account the trade-off between distortion and audibility that all designers of such systems have to manage. Huo Junqi and his colleagues present a method of combining pitch or tempo shifting with AAC decoding so that mobile devices can perform both functions with reduced load on the batteries. Frequency scale translation is carried out using pre-processing before the transformation of audio signals back to the time domain, together with some post-processing after the reconstruction. Overall, the reduction in processing load is 64% compared to using separate algorithms. A method to analyze the harmonic distortion of current-driven loudspeakers is the theme of the next paper, written by Etienne Gaviot and others. It's essentially a mathematical model that derives expressions for the first five harmonics in the distortion spectrum, which is validated using a Simulink implementation. It's also suggested that a similar analytical approach can be used to model nonlinear parameters as a function of the diaphragm speed. Many of us will remember Neville Teal, who sadly died before he was able to complete the editing of a paper on bandpass subwoofer design, which we published this month. Thanks to the help of his colleagues, we can now have the benefit of his wisdom on a subject on which he was a leading expert, showing how the response of a subwoofer can be integrated properly with the high-frequency drivers in a system. Two engineering reports deal with topics related to sonification, the systematic representation of data using sounds. The first, by Pablo Sanz and his colleagues, concerns mobility applications, where there needs to be an artificial mapping between two sensory modalities. For example, graphical data may need to be represented using auditory cues. In some cases, psychoacoustic spatial cues are used, and in others, there is a mapping to non-spatial features, such as frequency or timbre. Here, the authors survey existing techniques and propose a taxonomy of algorithms and devices. Tatiana Evrenova and her colleagues from the University of Tampere explore audio representations of three-dimensional objects with different levels of complexity. Listeners that took part in the experiments were surprised to find that MIDI-generated auditory patterns derived from cross-sectional profiles of the objects could easily be used to build a mental model and reconstruct their shapes. Our feature article this month highlights a recently launched AES standard that deals with networked audio interoperability. The AES 67 standard has brought together manufacturers whose systems previously couldn't talk to each other to create a means by which they could do so. Although most existing systems had common features, there were enough aspects that did not concur to make interoperability very difficult. Now we have a chance to implement AES-67 communications that stand to break down the barriers between proprietary systems and make life easier for users. Last year, the AES ran a highly successful international conference on sound field control at the University of Surrey, and it was always the intention to follow this up with a special issue of the journal. Now we are pleased to announce the call for contributions to this special issue, which is published this month. The subject domain includes any technology that enables the active management of audio delivered in an acoustical environment, such as sound zones, beamforthing, or active noise control, with applications in these areas such as automotive audio, consumer reproduction, virtual audio, museums, aircraft cabins, and personal audio. We're interested in both the engineering and perceptual aspects of the topic and the interplay between them. The deadline for submissions is June 30th, after which guest editors Jung-Woo Choi and Russell Mason will select the most appropriate contributions based upon our standard review procedures. We also publish a second call for contributions to the 137th convention, which takes place in Los Angeles in October this year. It's going to be a milestone convention in the history of the society, so make your plans now to deliver a contribution to the technical program and join your colleagues in California in the fall. All these things, and much more, can be found in the latest issue of the AES Journal, available online now at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.